Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Coffee Break French Travel Diaries, Episode 3. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Nous sommes très contents d'être ici avec vous encore une fois. N'est-ce pas Pierre-Benoît ?
Bien sûr, en plus qu'aujourd'hui il fait super beau. Ah, c'est ça, ça fait plaisir. Hein.
Ouais, quel bonheur de passer du temps au soleil.
Oui, bien sûr, dans son petit jardin.
Oui, tout à fait, tout à fait. This is the third episode of the special series in which we are helping you travel virtually through France. And we're doing so with the help of the diary written by Lara and her boyfriend Noah as they spend some time traveling around different places. They left Paris in their first episode. And in the last episode, we spent some time in Bordeaux with a dégustation de vin and lots of other things. However, today, they are heading to a different part of France in the TGV, or the Thalys. Let us find out more about that right now. Before we do, don't forget to check out coffeebreakfrench.com, where you'll find out all the information you need about this show and also our other advanced show. The advanced show is called La Vérité Éclate Toujours. It's a crime novel that we are sharing with you. And in each episode, you can follow the adventures of James and the people that he meets along the journey that he's taking, a very different journey that James is taking, something a little bit more depth to it. In terms of language, but also in terms of story. Anyway, that's La Vérité Éclate Toujours. You can find out more about that at coffeebreakfrench.com. Okay, Pierre-Benoît, nous allons lire ce texte. Enfin, Lara va lire son texte. Et ensuite, nous allons parler du langage, enfin, de la grammaire, des mots, des expressions, des constructions qui
des
sont...
Des verbes, les temps.
Tout à fait. Okay, so it's over to Lara for the journal.
Quel bonheur de prendre son café et son croissant du matin sur une petite péniche. Nous avons passé la matinée à bord d'un bateau avec un guide qui nous a expliqué les points importants de la ville. Dernière chose avant de partir, la cathédrale de Bordeaux. L'architecture gothique était phénoménale. Il nous restait juste assez de temps pour monter les 282 marches de la tour Péberlan afin d'admirer l'ensemble de la ville. En route vers Aix-en-Provence pour de nouvelles aventures. Nous sommes arrivés tard car le trajet était long avec le train plus lent. Nous avons immédiatement voulu profiter du vieux centre tant que les commerces étaient ouverts. Remplis de petits marchés, de fontaines et de cafés, le vieux centre éveille tous les sens. Noah a décidé de m'acheter un petit sac de lavande pour mettre dans ma garde-robe. Comme ça, à Paris, j'aurai toujours le souvenir des parfums du Sud sur mes vêtements. Nous avons marché partout en ville, jusqu'à l'atelier Cézanne. Noah adore les peintures de Paul Cézanne et c'est pour cela que nous avons visité son atelier. Ce soir, nous allons dormir un peu plus tôt pour être en forme demain.
Merci beaucoup, Lara. Okay, let's go back through the text now, Pierre-Benoît, if you don't mind reading the first sentence.
Yes, and it's starting with the expression that you used earlier.
Quel bonheur!
Oui, très bien. Quel bonheur de prendre son café et son croissant du matin sur une petite péniche.
Right. There's actually quite a lot in this first sentence here. First of all, starting with quel bonheur. Le bonheur, it means happiness. So what happiness, literally. But I guess we would translate this more along the lines of how lovely it is to take one's coffee and one's croissant in the morning, du matin, sur une petite péniche. On a little, une péniche.
A barge.
A barge, yeah, like a river boat. Okay, so it's interesting because we've used son. And I've got a question for you, actually, Pierre-Benoît. Could we have written here, quel bonheur de prendre ton café et ton croissant, using it in a kind of like generic sense?
Yes, bien sûr. Yeah, of course. And even there, you could have had quel bonheur de prendre notre café et nos croissants ou notre croissant du matin, since Lara is there with Noah.
Mm-hmm. I hope, however, for their sakes, that they're not having to share a single croissant, because that would be a shame.
Oh, you know, it's very romantic to share the croissant. You cut it in half and you give the other half to your boyfriend or your girlfriend. It's lovely.
Okay, I hope there's another one there for you to enjoy as well. But anyway, so quel bonheur de prendre son café et son croissant du matin sur une petite péniche. It's this idea of they're using on lots of the time. So that's why they're using son café and son croissant. How lovely it is to take one's croissant and one's coffee on a little barge in the morning. Let's continue on.
Nous avons passé la matinée à bord d'un bateau avec un guide qui nous a expliqué les points importants de la ville.
Okay, so they spent the morning on board a boat, à bord d'un bateau, avec un guide qui nous a expliqué, with a guide who explained to us, and that nous is a to us. And the reason for this is expliquer à quelqu'un. Expliquer quelque chose à quelqu'un.
It's indirect.
Indirect, yeah. And therefore, the nous a expliqué, some of you may be wondering, is this a preceding direct object? No, it's not, because it's indirect. There's no agreement on expliquer. So, avec un guide qui nous a expliqué les points importants de la ville. Quick question there about the liaison. Les points importants, is that okay?
Yeah, points importants or les points importants.
Either way, okay, good stuff. Yeah. So we spent the morning on board a boat with a guide who explained to us the important aspects of the town. Let's continue on.
Dernière chose avant de partir, la cathédrale de Bordeaux.
Okay, so of course, Lara and Noah are still in Bordeaux at this point, and thereafter they head on to Aix-en-Provence. But before they leave, dernière chose avant de partir, the last thing before leaving, la cathédrale de Bordeaux. The Cathedral of Bordeaux.
L'architecture gothique était phénoménale.
So the Gothic architecture was phenomenal. It was wonderful.
Il nous restait juste assez de temps pour monter les 282 marches de la tour P. Berland afin d'admirer l'ensemble de la ville.
Okay. Quite a lot in this sentence. Il nous restait juste assez de temps. So in English, we say we had just enough time. So you personalize it. We had just enough time. But in French, you swap that round.
And yeah, it's impersonalized. Yeah.
So it's just enough time was resting to us, was left to us. Il nous restait, it to us remained juste assez de temps, just enough time. Pour monter les 282 marches, to go up, to climb the 282 steps of the Tour Pays Berland. And what were we going to do there? Afin de faire quelque chose, in order to do something. Afin d'admirer l'ensemble de la ville. So, in order to admire, to appreciate, to enjoy the ensemble of the town. What they mean there is the view around the town. So they were able to see the whole town from the top of this tower.
Yeah, and it's quite nice the way the construction is actually showing us that you're using pour plus the infinitive, and then further on, you've got afin de plus the infinitive again.
Lovely.
Whereas in English, you wouldn't need to use the word pour or the word afin de. Okay, it's just a normal infinitive, but here we need them because they're doing this with a view of doing that.
Yeah, so in order to, or with a view to doing something, and we need the pour or the afin de in each case. But pour and afin de work the same way. Pour faire quelque chose, afin de faire quelque chose. Lovely stuff. Okay, toi tu as déjà fait la tour Pays Berland avec les 282
marches. D'ailleurs, je l'ai très mal prononcé. Je pensais que c'était Pays Berland. Je n'ai jamais visité la tour, donc c'est Pays Berland. Je ne savais pas.
T'inquiète pas. Voilà, t'inquiète pas. Okay, let's continue on because we're going to find out now more about where they're heading to from Bordeaux.
En route vers Aix-en-Provence pour de nouvelles aventures.
Okay, so en route vers Aix-en-Provence. So on we're heading en route, so we're heading towards Aix-en-Provence, a beautiful, beautiful town in Provence. Pour...
Ça nous rappelle des souvenirs, je crois, Marc.
Oui, en fait, a long, long time ago, it feels like about 20 years ago, we filmed some interviews in Aix-en-Provence, I think, a long time ago. But anyway, pour de nouvelles aventures. This is interesting. We could say, it would sound a little bit strange, pour des aventures, for some adventures. And then it would be des aventures.
Yeah, with an S, with D-E-S. An S.
Yeah. But here we're saying pour de nouvelles aventures. The D is becoming de, and why is that?
Because of the adjective, Mark.
And it's an adjective which comes in front of the noun, in this case, nouvelle, pour de nouvelles aventures. Now, this is becoming, this is where I struggle.
I totally know where you're going here.
This is the correct way to do it, when you put de, when de becomes de, when you've got an adjective that comes in front of the noun. But I have to say, it's becoming more and more rare to see that, because you actually very often would see des nouvelles aventures.
Yeah, en route vers Aix-en-Provence pour des nouvelles aventures would be accepted. Now it's acceptable. Yeah.
Okay, but the purists among us don't like that.
We talked about on earlier, didn't we?
Yeah, we
with
did.
With the agreement and everything. Yeah.
Indeed. Language changes, and that's a good thing. Okay, so pour de nouvelles aventures en Aix-en-Provence, let's continue on to find out what they did.
Nous sommes arrivés tard, car le trajet était long, avec le train plus lent.
Okay, so nous sommes arrivés tard, so we arrived late, car le trajet était long, because the journey was long,
oui.
Avec le train plus lent.
With the train being much slower.
Yeah, so this is great, because we've got two words that theoretically sound quite similar, but they've got a different vowel sound in there. Pierre-Benoît, can you give us those two words? First of all, the word for long.
Long.
And now the word for slow.
Lent.
So there's a different side. I can see on our video screen here, Pierre-Benoît opening his mouth much more. We're not in the studio, so it's on a video screen. But Pierre-Benoît is opening his mouth more for lent. But long is further forward in the mouth and a more closed sound. Long, L-O-N-G, and lent, L-E-N-T. Let's see them one more time.
Parfait, Marc. Long. Lent.
Très bien.
And maybe a way to remember it, it's the on is the sign that you get in the first half of bonjour. Mm-hmm. On, that on. And lent is whenever you give your age. Mm-hmm. J'ai 12 ans, j'ai 15 ans, j'ai 20 ans, j'ai 30 ans. Mm-hmm. That on sound.
And that on sound is coming from an or en. So in this case, it's lent, L-E-N-T, but it's the same sound as we would get as in lent. L'an, c'est 2000, c'est the year 2000, l'an 2000 or
l'an
whatever.
L'an 2000, oui.
Okay, let's continue on.
Nous avons immédiatement voulu profiter du vieux centre tant que les commerces étaient ouverts.
So, we immediately wanted to take advantage of the old center. Nous avons immédiatement voulu profiter du vieux centre. Take advantage, that's maybe pushing it a little, it's probably more just enjoying. They wanted to enjoy the old center of the town.
Yeah, make the most of it since the shop was still open. Okay, profiter de quelque chose.
Tout à fait. Tant que les commerces étaient ouverts. So as long as the shops were open. So while the shops were still open. Tant que les commerces étaient ouverts.
Remplis de petits marchés, de fontaines et de cafés, le vieux centre éveille tous les sens.
Ah, nice. Rempli de petits marchés. So filled with little markets, de fontaines, fountains, et de cafés and cafés, and restaurants. Le vieux centre, the old center, éveille. It awakens tous les sens. It awakens all your senses. And it definitely does. And the smell as well, there's a smell. I don't know whether it's the trees or the lavender or the fields or something like that, but it's...
I think it's a combination of everything, Mark. I think when you're in that part of France and you go to the market and you pick a tomato and you smell it, it's absolutely gorgeous. And you've got les cigales. You know what les cigales are?
Les cigales, the cicadas, is that right? The crickets.
Yeah, that's it. And it's just lovely. Everything's lovely. And the sun, obviously.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, we're going to take a quick break there while we think about being back in Aix-en-Provence. And we'll be back in just a moment for the final paragraph. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Are back, on est de retour et on est aujourd'hui à Aix-en-Provence avec Lara et Noah. Pierre-Benoît, tu veux bien continuer notre texte, s'il te plaît?
Bien sûr. Noah a décidé de m'acheter un petit sac de lavande pour mettre dans ma garde-robe.
So there's where the smells will be coming from that I was referring to. The lavande, the lavender, which is so typical of this region. You may have heard of herbes de Provence, the herbs of Provence. So Noah decided to m'acheter, so to buy for me, un petit sac de lavande, a little lavender bag, pour mettre dans ma garde-robe, to put in my wardrobe. Very typical.
Comme ça, à Paris, j'aurai toujours le souvenir des parfums du Sud sur mes vêtements.
So, in this way, in Paris, I will always have the memory of the smells of the South on my clothes. J'aurai toujours, I will have, always. And that's a nice future tense of the verb avoir.
Yeah, irregular, so we need to watch, yeah.
Comme ça, à Paris, j'aurai toujours le souvenir des parfums. Le souvenir des parfums, the souvenir of, or the memory of the smells, the perfumes of the South, du Sud.
All fragrances here, no? for the
parfums. That's nice, yeah. Fragrances, yeah, good.
Nous avons marché partout en ville, jusqu'à l'atelier Cézanne.
So we walked everywhere in the town, as far as the Atelier Cézanne, so Cézanne's workshop.
Noah adore les peintures de Paul Cézanne. Et c'est pour cela que nous avons visité son atelier.
So we're given a reason as to why they visited the atelier here. Noah adore les peintures de Paul Cézanne. So he loves the paintings of Paul Cézanne. Et c'est pour cela, and it's for that reason, que nous avons visité, that we visited son atelier, his workshop.
Yeah, straightforward, but lovely wee sentences there, mm-hmm. Yeah. Ce soir, nous allons dormir un peu plus tôt pour être en forme demain.
Okay, nice stuff here. Ce soir, this evening, nous allons dormir un peu plus tôt. We're going to sleep a little earlier. Pour être, and there's that same in order to, we've seen lots of examples
yeah,
of that here.
That a lot. Yeah.
Pour être en forme demain, to be on form, to be fit tomorrow. Excellent.
And I think it's something that we need to consider when we're translating back from English into French. Mm-hmm. Okay, this use of pour or afin de. So we're going to sleep, okay, a wee bit earlier. What's the reason for that? Mm-hmm. Okay, to be in good shape tomorrow. But that too cannot just be. To be cannot be just être. Mm-hmm. You need to have that word pour or that word afin de before it because it's showing a purpose. There's a reason behind it.
Tout à fait. Can we just come back to c'est pour cela que? That's a useful phrase that you can use in your own speaking. C'est pour cela que, and it's for that reason that such and such, and it's really useful. C'est pour cela, c'est pour ça que.
Yeah, I was going to say that, Mark. In spoken French, I guess the cela would be contracted or shortened to ça, mm-hmm. which is easier. You know, c'est pour ça que, mm-hmm. c'est pour ça que.
We could replace the whole thing with something like donc, et donc, nous avons décidé de faire oui. je sais pas quoi. Oui. But here, c'est pour mm-hmm. cela, et c'est pour cela que nous avons visité son atelier. That's why they visited Cézanne's workshop. Have you ever been to Cézanne's workshop in
No, I have not. Because when I was there, I was actually with you and we were filming and we were very busy, Mark.
We were. I think I've been one other time to Aix-en-Provence on a family holiday a long, long, long time ago. But I don't really remember much then and I don't think we visited Cézanne's workshop then either. I just remember it being ridiculously hot. It was about 40 degrees. So I'm not sure what that would be in Fahrenheit, but very hot. Très chaud. Il faisait très chaud.
Il fait très chaud. Because that area is called as well le Midi de la France, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, and le Midi's got a capital, and obviously everybody knows that Midi is midday, but mm-hmm. as a region of France, it's where the sun is at its apex at noon, and that's the hottest part. And this area of France is really, really, really hot.
Yep. Okay, we're going to go back through our text now, so listen one more time, and hopefully this time you'll understand everything based on what we've gone through together.
Quel bonheur de prendre son café et son croissant du matin sur une petite péniche. Nous avons passé la matinée à bord d'un bateau avec un guide qui nous a expliqué les points importants de la ville. Dernière chose avant de partir, la cathédrale de Bordeaux. L'architecture gothique était phénoménale. Il nous restait juste assez de temps pour monter les 282 marches de la tour Péberlan afin d'admirer l'ensemble de la ville. En route vers Aix-en-Provence pour de nouvelles aventures. Nous sommes arrivés tard car le trajet était long avec le train plus lent. Nous avons immédiatement voulu profiter du vieux centre tant que les commerces étaient ouverts. Remplis de petits marchés, de fontaines et de cafés, le vieux centre éveille tous les sens. Noah a décidé de m'acheter un petit sac de lavande pour mettre dans ma garde-robe. Comme ça, à Paris, j'aurai toujours le souvenir des parfums du Sud sur mes vêtements. Nous avons marché partout en ville, jusqu'à l'atelier Cézanne. Noah adore les peintures de Paul Cézanne et c'est pour cela que nous avons visité son atelier. Ce soir, nous allons dormir un peu plus tôt pour être en forme demain.
Et voilà encore un journal de Lara et Noah. Et ça a été très intéressant. Aujourd'hui, on a été à Aix-en-Provence et donc nous allons continuer notre voyage, enfin leur voyage, la prochaine fois. I wonder where they're headed next time.
Alors ça va rester une surprise. Ce sera pour la prochaine fois, Marc.
Tout à fait. OK, once again, don't forget you can check out more resources that match this content over on the Coffee Break Academy. That's coffeebreakacademy.com. And check us out on social media. We are Coffee Break French on Facebook, Coffee Break Languages on Instagram, and of course, Learn French on Twitter, where we post regular content to help you improve your French. We will be back again soon with the next episode in our Travel Diaries series. Until then, merci beaucoup et à très bientôt.
À la prochaine. Salut à tous.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.